For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This is the week for the Jimmies and the Joes.
Thought about taking a little person into the backfield and throwing them over the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, in short yardage situations. Now, there are several issues with this in that it's not legal at all.
This is a Draft Week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by A&E Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get $2,000 off a new energy-efficient system now through May 31st. Call or visit aeheatingandcooling.com.
You can't just sit there and just say, all right, we're just going to throw him over the top. Is this like a read play where you're trying to figure out where he go, like where the weak spot is, and then you toss him over?
Yeah. Do you go over center? Do you go over guard or tackle?
Yeah, I mean,
I think it's direct a read play.
Direct snap to
Are
the
we
back?
Talking a sweep?
Draft Week with Danny and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Good afternoon!
Listen
to that. We got some NFL Films music, huh? Football's back already.
No, it's not.
Let's go. Dude.
It's not.
I don't know if you just heard that open.
I don't care.
I don't know if you heard that open, it's NFL nothing. Draft Week. Let's go.
I heard Charlie Brown. Womp, 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 womp.
What?
Womp, womp.
This is a great time of the year.
It is.
It is.
Not the best time of the year, but it's a good time of the year.
No, it's number two. I think October.
October is the best month.
October is an awesome elite sports month for us.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you have
everything.
Football in full swing. Major League Baseball postseason, and then you have the NBA is starting up. You have hockey starting. Like all of the sports are going all at once. This is great because you have NBA playoffs. You have the Stanley Cup playoffs. Look, hockey is. It's been a long time since hockey's played since that cup that they played where United States lost to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Their all-star game.
Yeah.
I did. Like, they're back to playing hockey again.
Yeah,
it's
no,
crazy.
It's back again.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's fun.
Playoff hockey, look, there's probably no sport that elevates itself more than playoff hockey.
Yeah, dude. It's sweet.
You just like, I'm not really a hockey fan. Then you stumble into playoff hockey and you just kind of like find yourself sinking further and further into the couch. You're like, this is fun.
Yeah. And then we have baseball where the Mariners are doing their thing where their fans get all excited about this going to be the year. They are winning 54% of their games this year so far, which is by design.
8-2 in the last 10. Be nice now. Top 10 on power rankings.
Dude, not just, but
fear the dumper.
Hold on. Unlike every other team in the division, and unlike most Mariners teams, they have a positive run differential. They have a positive run differential.
Fear the dumper.
Look at this. Look at this. They've scored more runs than I think any other team in the AL West. Hey, how about that? How about that?
That's nothing to say of the AL West.
No, easy.
Don't look behind the curtain for Oz. We're doing great
look,
over
the only division that might be worse than the AL West is the NL Central.
You mean the only division in baseball that has every team with double-digit wins right now? That division? The only one in all of baseball?
AL West unite.
Let's check back in a month.
Four straight series wins for the M's. George Kirby's coming back eventually. Yeah, no one really says when he's coming
back. But this is a great time of the year, though, because you have all these things, and then you have the NFL draft, and football's like, we back, baby. Spring ball and college football is like a little palate tease for everybody out there. It's fun. I like this. This is a great time of year.
It is.
This weekend was great, too. Everybody have a good Easter? Everybody that celebrated? Good Easter? Good Easter for everyone?
Did all the family things Saturday and Sunday to split it between the families? And
Yeah,
I was going to go see Warfare this weekend, but that got nipped in the bud. I was bummed about that. Everybody I've talked to has said it's absolutely awesome.
Now, is that a movie that you would... That is a Warfare movie.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty apt title for what it's about.
Yeah.
It's about dudes in war.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a retelling from memory from Iraq in 2006. I don't think it's the Fallujah run-up, because that would have been 2005. That was a lot. But from what I've seen and from what I've heard, it's basically nonstop. And there's apparently a part of the movie when support is 10 minutes out that it goes real time. So from the time that they're like, hey, we're 10 minutes out, it goes real time, 10 minutes to just drive home.
What it's
kind
like
of what 10 minutes feels like in that kind of environment.
That's like, crazy.
10 mics is a lot.
So, is that a movie you go to by yourself?
I'm going to end up going by myself. My wife is, she tapped out.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, my wife would just be like, yeah, no.
Yeah, so I'm going to go by myself this week.
Okay. I have a feeling that that's going to be a lot of dudes just by themselves in the theater, just kind of scattered about. Yeah. Scattered
proper
about
man
the theater.
Spacing.
Yeah, yeah. And then you'll just kind of give each other a nod and, all right, yep, we know what we're here for. I don't feel like that's a group movie that you go to. Like, it's not a movie that you're like, you and the boys, we're going to go to the movie.
I don't know. I think that could be a movie you go see with the boys.
Do you ask the boys to go see a movie with you? I don't know that I've ever asked the boys to go see a movie.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, dude.
I've gone to a movie with the boys.
Yeah. Like, a boy. Like, it might be like, hey, me and you, like, we like this actor. We like this type of movie. Me and you, we're going to go. But I've never been, like, texting the group chat, boys, let's go to the movie.
I remember Transformers, the very first one came out. I was home on leave. A bunch of us were at Sports Page in Beaverton.
All right. Yes.
And we were like, hey, it was, you know, Bridgeport had just opened.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I think it was a Thursday night. So it was the midnight screening. Like, let's all roll down to Transformers. We get down there and there's a line of probably 40, 50 people and they're all cosplaying.
Oh. Like dressed as Transformers.
Yeah,
huh?
One dude had like a cardboard box like cosplay that when he stood up, it looked like Optimus Prime. And when he like got down on his knees and hands and knees, like leaned forward, it like turned into a semi truck.
Oh.
It was actually pretty impressive for being cardboard.
I mean, like, that is cool. It seems like it'd be very uncomfortable to wear to a movie.
Yeah, it was certainly a thing, but no, there was probably about 10 of us.
Well, I'll be damned.
We rolled down to Transformers, and that was the first time I was ever at a movie theater where people like hooted and hollered, like lost their mind when, because this is the very first Transformers.
When Megan Fox came out, they hooted and hollered?
No, it was Optimus Prime. There was definitely some hootering, though, when Megan Fox came out.
Wow. The first hooting and hollering movie I ever went to was me and three of the boys.
See?
We went to...
Yeah. I'm wrong.
Opening night of Original Kings of Comedy at Lloyd Center.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
That changed the way I watch movies, like forever.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great time.
Oh, God.
Another boys' day to the movies
downstairs.
Was... we did... Old School.
Oh,
I did
okay,
old
yeah.
school.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
think that was on a recruiting trip, actually, because it was like negative 10 degrees.
I think we need to pull this.
And then we did, in college, Anchorman. Boys all did some day drinking, and then we went to Anchorman. That was a great time. I was crying laughing.
Mm.
You go and you watch a good comedy with the boys,
oh,
you're
yeah.
all going to, you're going to be... you're going to be rolling on the floor laughing. It's a great time.
Did that with Talladega Nights.
Mm. Yeah.
Talladega See? Nights was one we went and saw.
So
with the
Will
boys.
Ferrell movies. Yeah. We're just talking Will Ferrell movies. Yeah, that's okay though. I think it fits.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm almost certain that Transformers was the first like movie I was in where the entire theater lost their mind when Optimus Prime transformed the first time. Because, I mean, this is 2008, so what, 15 years ago? So we were all 25, 26. That's what we grew up with. And it was the first time they had ever done anything like it really like hit for our generation. I mean, we had like Ninja Turtles when we were a kid, but that was, you know, Jim Henson Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. A PE teacher at McKinney Elementary in Hillsboro. Mm. He was, I think, Raphael.
No kidding.
I want to say that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't go to McKinney, so I can't, like, verify I talked to him, but that's what all the kids said.
I imagine that Ninja Turtle costume was not fun to wear.
Not at all.
Like, that looked really heavy and awkward.
Not at all.
Like, if you fell on your back, you would actually get stuck like a turtle.
Oh, here we go. We have the fan text line. I used to go on the annual boys trip. We would go to the movies together sometimes when there was something good enough out to see at the time. We saw Fury. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah.
We saw Fury 1 year, and then we saw The Gentleman another time. Lots of good stuff to see with the boys. Come on. Let's go.
Yeah, but
yeah, now we have 2008 Rambo and Myanmar snuck in with 2/5. Wow.
Oh, wow.
It was wild. That is a wild night.
Avengers Endgame. I think they're talking about the hooting and hollering. Yeah.
That's a good one.
I mean, that was the whole freaking theater. Like, every time I watch that movie, every single time I remember seeing it in theaters because everyone lost it.
Who? Oh, God.
It means,
was it LaShawn McCoy that yes. ruined Avengers?
Yes. Says he spelled Tony Stark wrong.
Did he go full Tony Stank?
People were muting every word they possibly could, and LaShawn McCoy misspelled Tony Stark's name and ruined the movie for people out there trying to hide all the spoilers.
Yeah.
God bless you,
Shady. That was like, what, a 13-year buildup for that?
He said, R.I.P. my dog, Tony, T-O-N-E-Y, Stark, S-T-A-R-K.
Why? You know why nobody wants to see that dog. Like, why?
That's exactly why he did it.
I know.
This is LaShawn McCoy, though. You know, you want his Twitter feed because it's a stream of consciousness, right? He's just out there saying what he's feeling, and he felt he needed to throw out big RIPs for Tony Stark.
Pour one out for the homie.
Golly. All right. The Force Awakens, when Han Solo and Chewbacca gets back on the Millennium Falcon. Was that a big hoot and hollering one? That one died means nothing to me.
Oh yeah, no, that one definitely was.
That one was kind of a cheap one though. I feel like because it's a sequel to a sequel, but it's a sequel. People grew up watching it.
Yeah.
They're of course gonna cheer when those people come out.
Okay,
like it's set up for cheering. It's like when they remake Happy Gilmore. If you go see Happy Gilmore in theaters, people are gonna cheer.
I feel like that's a spoiler for me. You know, can. Spoiler alert, guys.
I think the timelines run out. Coyote Ugly is a group in Redding, California. Fun times. Shout out Piper Perabo.
I have no idea who that person is.
She's the smoking hot blonde.
Piper Perabo?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
P-E-R-A-B-O, I believe.
No, yeah, she comes up right... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know who she is.
Shout outs to her. Yeah, she is great. Yeah. Jackass, I distinctly remember some guy in the back row threw up... on some poor sap in the row ahead of him. Oh, my goodness. See, that's what you get, though. You go into a Jackass movie, you should probably expect that might happen to you.
Yeah, because there's going to be something that happens in there that is going to rattle a few people.
Wow. Yeah. Whoa. Boys' trip to the movies up. Yes, the Disney movie. 3 grown-ass men going to see it solo.
Yeah, I could see that.
I don't know if I'd do that in the theaters.
No.
That's a no.
No.
No. Dude.
No.
That movie's sad.
Yeah.
The beginning of that movie is undeniably sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. His wife dies. It's like, damn.
I don't know if you guys ever noticed
that with the boys.
But like, most Disney movies are brutally sad in the opening act. Like it's like, oh, their parents are dead.
It's the
like,
Disney formula. There's actually it's called the Disney formula. Yeah. where parents die. They're on a solo adventure to find themselves, animals that talk.
Mm-hmm.
They've gotten away from the part of the formula where a dude comes and saves, strong man comes in to save. But then...
Have they?
Yeah, they have, dude. Yeah. Yeah, they have. They're getting away from that. It's a big thing in the Disney people's world.
Yeah.
I took a class called Understanding and Interpreting Disney Film. It was great. It was a great class. I mean, we just watched like Disney movies, and we had this old crusty professor who would just sit there and yell at us about Disney.
Nice.
And tell us all the things that were wrong with it and right with it. It was great. I love that. It was really hard, though, when you had to write a 10-page paper about a Disney movie. I didn't appreciate that.
Weren't a fan?
God, no. No.
10 pages isn't that much.
No, but I don't care enough to write 10 pages about it. There's a lot of people that did.
You didn't want to dissect the meaning of Moana?
No, that movie didn't exist then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was like 20 years ago. That was 20 years ago.
You're kind of in the soft spot for Disney there.
Well, that was the great part about the class was that we had...
You're watching the old bangers.
Yeah, what was his name? I forgot his name. But he'd just get up there, he'd yell at us that Disney's lost its fastball.
I mean, he wasn't wrong.
Yeah, yeah. And we ended up watching, he's like, he found a, you know, like a pirated version of Song of the South that we had to watch as a class.
That one's tough.
Boy. And he's like, this is not their fastball, but this is where they were. And this is where they are now. And it was a different world then.
No, maybe it was their fastball, and that was part of the problem.
Yeah, we couldn't control that fastball. All right, that's talking movies. Movies with the bros. Will, go do it.
Yeah,
you should do it,
man. I go solo movies. I don't do bro movies.
Look, I'll tell you this. There's two paths that people need to venture down more. Solo movie and movies with the bros.
Yeah,
like that is a real thing. Like, we need to bring back appointment viewing to the movies. Like Top Gun, Tom Cruise did a great job with that. With Maverick,
yeah,
of like bringing people back to the movies. Like,
see, that's a good one to go with the bros.
Look, the new Mission Impossible, that will be one to go with the boys.
Yeah, absolutely.
It doesn't mean you can't go see like a rom com. Yeah. Probably a little weird, but look, there's plenty of movies you can go. Warfare, go see Warfare with the boys. Leave with just crippling depression and the reality of even just a speck of what it's like to be over there doing that.
I don't agree with that one.
No?
Mm-mm.
No?
I think movies with the boys, you need to find a good comedy. But that's the hard part. He may be out of this because he's so young that we haven't had any banger comedies come out in theaters.
There haven't been good comedies in a long time.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I liked Ricky Stenicki, but that wasn't a theater comedy. I like going solo, dude. I started going solo last year.
Ricky Stenicki, yeah, okay.
That's a funny one. What'd you think I said?
No, I was just thinking of what movie that is, and I was
it's
like,
funny.
Oh,
it's
John
funny.
Cena.
There isn't a theater release.
Here's one. Here's the one that you need to go to.
I'm going
to
go solo.
Nope. You're going to do this, and you're going to group chat with the boys. You are going to go out August 1. The Naked Gun.
Oh,
you should go to The Naked Gun with the boys. Have some bevvies before. Have a great time.
Bro date.
Bro date to The Naked Gun. It would be that's a movie that you go to with the boys.
But what if I haven't seen the first one?
You don't need to.
Also, it might help you.
Well,
it might help you.
There's no Leslie Nielsen, so.
No, and that's why it might help him. Then O.J. Simpson's in the OG, so...
Yeah.
So maybe not the best acting?
Oh, I beg to differ, sir.
O.J.
Oh, you think O.J. acts great in it?
He's actually not bad.
He was actually... Yeah, he was a pretty good actor.
It's not bad.
That is true.
Yeah,
it did help him later.
Yeah. You go to the boys, to this one, you're going to see Liam Neeson, Pam Anderson, Cody Rhodes, shout-outs WrestleMania.
He lost.
Yeah, to Cena...
Spoiler.
He couldn't see him.
That's not a spoiler. Like, the internet got mad yesterday. And that's a live event. That's a live sporting event.
And they brought out Stone Cold.
I'm not Yeah, and he crashed his four.
Almost ran that lady over.
Paul Walter Hauser's in it. Dude, this has got a great cast. Yeah, you're going to love this with the boys.
No, it'll be fun.
I'm excited for this.
I don't know that I'm going to see that with the boys.
No, you need to.
I'm going to go solo to Warfare or Sinners. You know what? Now that I think about it, I got asked to do a bro date to one of those. Now that I think about it.
Yeah.
There was a guy who was trying to get the boys together yesterday.
Go see Sinners?
See,
He didn't care between Warfare or Sinners. Mm. He didn't care. He wanted to see one.
Both are getting just absolutely insane reviews.
I'm going to have to go see them both.
And this is the problem with you.
I don't like people.
You're playing a downer.
Yeah. I'm not a downer.
To a bro date at the movies.
No,
I'm telling you, man, coming out of the movie, like, in, like, reciting your favorite lines or, you know, being the guy who's like, that's the best movie I've ever seen, or, oh my God, that was a steaming pile of crap, and then having the debates and arguments about what was the best, what was the worst. Like, that's the stuff that was always fun.
Yeah.
Like, that's, because when you, like, then those become the inside jokes for 20 years.
Yeah. And that was Anchorman with the boys. We went out to a party that night, and we were all reciting Anchorman lines. Nobody else knew what we were talking
randomly
about.
Randomly yelling Baxter.
Yeah, no. 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 But, you know, like Brick guy leaves for a minute. He's like, yeah, Brick killed a guy with a trident. And people are like just looking around like, what? Who is Brick and what is a trident? And I'm like,
she probably lay low for a while.
You don't even know. Find a safe house. Huh. Yeah, that was, this is what you can do with Naked Gun. And I feel like you're afraid to do it.
Yeah, that would require like asking things and going out.
No, I'm going to force you to bring back quoting lines nonstop with the boys.
I quote lines nonstop with the boys. I just don't ask the boys on boy dates.
Dude.
I'm not doing that.
You're soft. You're soft. I thought 2025, we were supposed to be more open to going in bro dates and hanging out with the boys.
I love hanging out with the boys, but usually I like hanging out with the boys with some beers.
I mean, you can do that at the theater.
I can't talk.
Here's a text
on the
fan text line, and I remember this a little bit. James Cameron wanted OJ to be the Terminator, but thought he was too nice. History tells a different story. All right. We had a lot of basketball. Let's get to the basketball, right? The NBA playoffs. Boy, game one, panic in the streets.
Mm.
It's only game one.
Mm.
But few teams should panic. Next on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, a couple things. First thing is, poll is up at Danny and Dusty. Do you do movies with the boys? Yes. No. Yes, but only one bro. Yes, but all the bros. Go and vote at Danny and Dusty on Twitter.
I did invite Will Ortner to go to Warfare with me, and he shot me down.
I didn't shoot you down. I just was like, maybe.
No, there wasn't a maybe in there.
We currently have what are we going to go with here? 57% say yes.
Yeah, see?
In some form. All the bros or just yes, period. All right. So go ahead and go and vote on that. All right. We've got the NBA playoffs. Started on Saturday.
The good basketball is here.
Well, some of it. I don't know if you watched a couple of those blowouts, but I don't think that Oklahoma City-Memphis game was a good game by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, it was good for somebody.
Holy smoke. The Thunder beat the Grizzlies 131-80. By the way, that is the most points, highest margin of victory for a game one ever. And the Oklahoma City starters, with the exception of Jalen Williams, they all played under 25 minutes. And they won by 51 points. So it was the starters, and then they were like, bench, all right. SGA went 4 of 13, and they won by 51 points.
Yeah, he wasn't good. I mean, and to throw this the other way, Marvin Bagley III was a leading scorer for the Grizzlies.
Yeah, yeah.
To give you an indication of how that game went.
I'll throw another one at you that was over when it started. Magic Celtics.
Yeah, that was a rock fight.
The Magic scored under 20 points in 3 of the 4 quarters.
Yeah. And the Celtics weren't great in that game either.
No, they just pretty ugly. Stomped them out.
Yeah.
Miami Heat look like they didn't want to win on Friday, mm-hmm. but they did, and they wish they had a draft pick against the Cavaliers.
Yeah, I bet you the Grizzlies are probably looking at the same thing right now.
Yeah.
It's going to be really interesting. If the Heat and the Grizzlies both get swept, what happens? Hell, if the Bucks get swept. We talked a little bit about this on Friday. There is going to be some fireworks if some teams get unceremoniously dumped out of the playoffs.
Boy almighty, it kind of looks like that may be the case for a couple of them. But also, I will say this. It's game one of a 7-game series.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of people are dumping on the Lakers. Usually me, first to raise my hand, dump on the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
J.J. Redick treated that game like it was a game one, and he got criticized by a lot of the Lakers fans, and even Magic Johnson, of he made no adjustments in that game. That's what happened. Like, it's game one is a feeling out process.
You don't throw the kitchen sink at game one.
No. And especially when you have Luka Doncic and LeBron James.
And it was a very bad game for LeBron.
It was a bad game for LeBron. But I'm not going to sit there and overreact and say, yep, T-Wolves in four. Because I know when you have two players that damn good, that ain't going to be how the whole series plays out.
Especially when Jade McDaniels and Naz Reid go 19 of 25.
Look, there may be the issue that we all talked about. Mm-hmm. The Lakers' ceiling is with their bigs. yeah, that could be a real factor. Don't think that game one was the glaring, you know, beacon to that everybody should be running towards.
No.
That they're going to lose this series and it's going to be in a sweep. Now, could be wrong. Hand up, could be wrong.
Sure.
But game ones, never take too much out of them. But a few of them we can, and we talked about a lot of them. And with the one that you brought up, Milwaukee and Indiana, without Damian Lillard, that series ain't going to go Milwaukee's way.
No. No. Pascal Siakam was great. Hallie was good. All the role players for the Pacers were good. And outside of Giannis, nobody was really capable of showing up for the Bucks, and it showed up. Like, just period, point blank.
I think you can look at three of them.
Kyle Kuzma had one of the worst playoff games we've ever seen.
Yeah.
He did not register a stat.
I had as many points as Kyle Kuzma with five fewer shots. And I pulled in just as many rebounds as Kyle Kuzma did. And assists. What was that about?
It
0 for 5 from the field?
Did not record a rebound, a steal, an assist, a block. The only thing he did record were two fouls. He did not record a box score counting stat other than a foul.
Oh, got that playoff bonus, though.
I think there's like eight players in NBA history in the playoffs that have played more than 20 minutes in a game and did not register a stat.
And that is much harder to do in the playoffs, in my opinion, than it is in the regular season. Because mm-hmm. in the regular season, there are just games where guys are like, yeah, whatever, going through the motions. Yeah. This is the freaking playoffs. And your team is getting your lunch handed to you.
And Kuzma's a guy who, when he was with the Lakers in that title run, you can call it a Mickey Mouse title, whatever you want to do. Like, he was good.
Yeah.
He was effective. It appears the mind poison of the Washington Wizards basically ate him alive.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Or, just throwing this out there. Mm. Milwaukee, fan protest, nobody shows up to game three. One, you get the best out of Kyle Kuzma. Mm. Two, because nobody was in the building for his great playoff run. Two, sends a message that you need to get things right with Giannis.
Mm. There you go.
I mean, that's a double whammy right there you could get for Milwaukee.
Yeah, because Giannis had 36, 12, and 1, the one being the assist, because nobody could hit a shot.
Yeah, they've got
15 total assists.
They got some issues, but also I look at that and I go, all right, will the Milwaukee Bucks go through another game in this series where you have two starters who do not score and no other starters in double figures? Because that's what happened. Giannis was the only starter to score in double figures for the Milwaukee Bucks in game one against Indiana.
I mean, they had to rely on Kevin Porter Jr.
I don't think that is going to happen again for Milwaukee.
Probably not.
So I'm not hitting that panic button. If I am Memphis, Orlando, or Miami, yeah, dude, it was a great season. Have fun.
Back it up.
Cancun on three. One, two, three. Cancun. Let's go. But there were some phenomenal games in the series that we talked about on Friday. Mm-hmm. Is the one that lived up to the hype. Denver in the Clippers are going to be throwing haymakers. First as well with SportsCenter.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The NBA playoffs were all over the place, man. We had blowouts mostly yesterday. We had one good game. That Warriors-Rockets series could be pretty fun to watch.
I think it's going to be a nasty, ugly punch-you-in-the-mouth series.
And it is getting physical. Tom Haberstroh had a Haberstrat for everybody out there that fouls in game ones across the NBA playoffs down significantly. Free throws, by the way, 18.5 was the average free throws per game. That Love is it. The first time ever below 20.
Love it.
Yeah, I am here for it.
Steph Curry against the Rockets. I know we're going to talk about Clippers Nuggets here in a second, but there was like two possessions in a row where they tried to run some pin downs for him, and he started with Dylan Brooks and then switched over to Jabari Smith and then switched over to Amen Thompson, and every single time he tried to get off a pin down, he was just being mauled. And he just gave up. Both possessions, he just gave up and walked away like, oh, this is going to be tough.
Overcorrection incoming, but it was fun to watch, and it was good basketball that we watched. Usually what you get in a game one, though, is the officials try to assert themselves in their presence in a series so it doesn't get out of control, right? That's not what we saw throughout the game ones, and that included what was the best game of the weekend. That Nuggets-Clippers game one went to overtime. Denver pulls it out, 112-110. Still not quite sure how they did that, because you had absolutely everything that you could have imagined and wanted in that game one, where the Clippers took a page out of the Blazers playbook, did not guard Russell Westbrook. They were like, dude, I saw a team in Portland win a series by not guarding you. We ain't going to do it.
Yeah, so in the tracking era, Russell Westbrook, with a minimum of 5 threes attempted in the playoffs, was given more space than any player in the history of the tracking era. He was given 9.7 feet. They were giving him essentially 10 feet. They were giving him 3 yards of space.
And there were times where he would catch the ball, and it works because he doesn't want to shoot it. And he would take a couple of dribbles in, and they know he's not going to shoot the mid-ranger.
That was the full Yakety Sack situation you saw at the end of the game when he got the ball wide open and then drove and then threw it into a guy with, like, you know, 4 seconds on the shot clock. And you're like, what are you doing?
Didn't even get a shot off at the end of regulation where you were just like, okay. But he pulled the trigger on one late in the game, under 2 minutes. They didn't guard him. He hits a three, starts yapping like, yeah, this is me.
This is what I do.
Pounding his chest. It's what other teams do to you, and they dared him to do it. And I love that Ty Lue and the Clippers said, dude, we're not going to start guarding him now.
Chris Dunn literally ran away from him to go double Jokic. That's why he was so open. They were like, we want this to happen. And if you're the Clippers, you peed down your leg. You had 20 turnovers. You should have won this game walking away.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, just mind-numbingly stupid mistakes.
And Kawhi Leonard played really well, except for that aspect.
Oh, he was God, seven
booting the
turnovers.
Ball everywhere.
It was just, it didn't, like, the Harden-Zubat
pick and roll was just murdering the Nuggets, and they just stopped going to it.
I'll tell you what, Harden
looked good.
He looked incredible.
Oh,
and he's not flopping everywhere because he has adjusted to how playoff basketball is. Mm-hmm. Like, that is what made me hate James Harden.
Oh, God, yeah. It was so egregious.
Everything else about his game, though, I was like, God, it's so fun. He had that runner through the lane where he just floated it over Jokic.
And there's no chance.
And it hit, like, the front of the rim, banked off the backboard, and just, like, fell in. That is so beautiful, and it's you can't guard it.
It's unstoppable. Like,
unless Wemby's probably the only guy who could have gotten a finger on that.
Well, and you can call it Jokic there. Jokic was god-awful defensively. He was atrocious defensively, particularly in the first half. The second half, he went from god-awful to just bad, that was just enough.
How much of that is his frustrations with Michael Porter Jr.?
I think it was frustrations with basically everyone. I think he was like, are you kidding me? Because, I mean, Michael Porter Jr. was unplayable to the point where Rick Adelman was like, nah, dog, you're not playing, and went with Russell Westbrook because, look, for all of Russ's faults, and boy, is it a long list, he's never going to stop. You never have to worry about effort, intensity, give a damn, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Like the intangible stuffs. Look, I have all of my Russ stuff. I'm never going to question whether he plays hard or if he's locked in or if he's engaged. Ever. Never. Never. He may be one of the top five competitors the game has ever seen.
He's delusional, but he competes.
Yeah. But that's, you know, part of what has made him great in that first ballot Hall of Famer. Despite his incredible inefficiencies, he's always a gamer. I mean, you had two quotes coming out of this game. One from Adelman and one from Jokic about Michael Porter Jr. Adelman said, you know, if Michael Porter Jr. is locked in and doing the things he needs to do and he's engaged, then he'll be out there. Like, that's about as damning a thing a coach can say. Jokic in the postgame was asked about if he could help get Michael Porter Jr. engaged, said, if you're not engaged at this point in time, you're playing the wrong sport.
You know who looked really engaged and he's really good in the playoffs, though? Aaron Gordon.
Yeah. I mean,
Gordon and Jokic, that's why they won that game. Because you can point to, yes, Russ made a three, but then he burned another layup. The final possession that you're talking about, the end of regulation, where he had no plan. His plan was not to have a plan.
It was to run clock, and he's like driving the rim. It's like, what are you doing?
And
it was the same thing that he did during the regular season. It was the exact same thing.
Yeah, except for there are people in the way. But it was like just a boneheaded mistake where it was the highs and lows of Russell Westbrook played out in consecutive possessions three different times in the final 2 minutes in overtime where you're just like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
And you couldn't believe it. But if Kawhi Leonard is back, and look, I don't think Kawhi is going to have another 7 turnover game. Goodness gracious, I hope the Clippers don't have another 20 turnover game because that was tough to watch. But I think we have the best series of the first round, lived up to it in game one. And I can't wait for game two because, thankfully, we get it tonight.
Yes.
We get Clippers Nuggets game two, 7 o'clock tonight. We don't have to wait too long for it.
Love it.
I'm here for it because that was an incredible basketball game. And those two teams were trading blows back and forth. And you saw the game of runs that is basketball. Each one answered the other. And I thought, if there's one concern that I have, Adelman is first-year playoff coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
They sure changed a lot of things over the course of that game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, all right, now where do you go from now?
And,
right?
that's the thing is, like, if you're the Clippers, you're looking at this game. If you can get Russ to take 15-plus shots a game, that's a win for you. If you can single-cover Jokic, because Zoo did about as good a job, and we talked about this going into the series. Zoo is about the best single-coverage matchup in the NBA. Maybe sans probably Wemby, who, when he gets a little more time in his game, can just be a monster. But covering Jokic, so you don't have to send those doubles all the time. And you can blitz and trap just kind of when you want to. But the Clippers have so many different ways they can go. Like, they were -8 in the Chris Dunn minutes. So Chris Dunn played with basically the starters, I want to say, for 25 or 26 minutes, and they were -8. Well, if Dunn's not, because Dunn ended up breaking that wide open three that would have won the game for the Clippers,
do we see a little bit more Derek Jones Jr.? Do you see Norm Powell out there, or do they take Norm Powell out of there and go a little bit bigger that way and play Harden at the one, basically, and go super big? Like, the Clippers have, like, eight different things that they can go to in Game 2. I don't know where the Nuggets go. I mean, yeah, you can be like, whoa, Michael Porter Jr. cannot suck. But that's also, like, something that the Nuggets have to go into every game with.
But, yeah, you have the best player in the world. He can be a big help to you.
Oh, he is. I mean, he can be a big help. But, I mean, Murray was, hounded the entire game. And he was okay, but not, it didn't look like playoff Jamal Murray. And we've talked about, like, all of the things that are bothering the Nuggets heading into this. It's not just their GM being fired. It's not just Mike Malone being fired. It's the disruption within the team. And it's Michael Porter Jr., Jamal Murray. Like,
yeah.
Those are the two guys. And you, if you're the Nuggets, you feel lucky to get one here. I still think the Clippers are going to win this series.
Hey, Blazers have a big day today.
Mm-hmm.
We've got that to discuss because
I believe it happens in 10 minutes.
They're not in the playoffs, but they got something coming down the line. We'll get you ready for that next. Danny and Dusty on the Fan. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Blazers are going to get some news coming in.
I think. It's either here in 6 minutes or it's an hour in 6 minutes.
Mm.
I've gotten conflicting reports on what time it's actually happening.
All right. Well, today we're going to find out the coin toss. Well, it's not really a coin toss, but anymore of the Blazers and the Suns/Rockets. Because they tied with the same record.
Mm-hmm.
And now we will see who gets that coveted spot. At ninth.
So what'll happen is, so they're going to split the odds down the middle. And what will happen is there will be one set of odds left because there's an odd number between them. The winner of the coin toss will get that last set of odds. And that team will also have the ninth position in the lottery. So if neither team moves up, they will start at nine and whatever, whoever the winner is will start at 9 and 10s, and then they'll get bumped back accordingly if teams behind them jump up.
Okay. Well, if you're wondering what's the difference there, for the number one pick, the Blazers with the ninth best odds at the nine spot would have a 3.8% chance. 10th is 3.7, 4.1 to 4.0 for second, 4.5 to 4.4. For the third pick, 4.9 down to 4.8 for the 10th. So it doesn't dramatically change where they would be going.
No.
That jump comes from moving up to 8th, which they don't have the possibility to do because you go from 3.8% to 6% chance for the number one pick.
So what this means is when you go into the lottery day, let's just say they win the coin toss and they're 9th, just to use this for the math. Their potential outcomes are 1 through 4 or 9 through 13. They cannot be 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
They cannot jump into that range. You either jump up into the top 4 because the lottery is only for the top 4 picks,
mm-hmm.
and then you fall in a line accordingly.
All right. Ninth pick has a 50% chance to pick ninth. How about that? 28.3 for 10th, 3.5 for 11th, 12th is 0.1, and then 13th would be slightly above zero. For the 10th, if you're slotted in at 10th, it's 63% chance to draft 10th, 18.5 for 11th, 1.2 for 12th, and then just a slightly above zero for 13 or 14.
Mm-hmm.
So not the biggest deal in the world, but still at this point, anything helps.
Yeah, no.
Basketball gods, this could be their first time they shine down on Portland.
You have a roughly 17%+ chance of moving into the top four. So slightly less than 1 in 5.
All right. Well, nothing will really change except for you'll be a double digit or single digit heading into the draft lottery on May 12th, which is a Monday. It's a weird day to do that.
It is.
That's when the draft lottery is,
but
Monday,
hey,
May 12th.
We're not doing the lottery or the draft on Mother's Day this year, so... They got that going for them.
Hey, that's positive news.
How they did that last year is beyond me.
That is positive news. All right. 503-864-6326. That's the Fan text line. We get to hour number two. We got some NFL draft nugs. We got some more of the NBA playoffs still to come as we got a lot of leftovers from that. Oh, by the way, Cooper Flagg announced he's going to enter the NBA draft. Mm. So everybody's surprised.
Oh, my shock face.
There's a couple of texters that probably were surprised at that, but we've been trying to tell you. He didn't leave high school early.
No.
to go to Duke 2 years. And now he officially has entered the NBA draft. But we got something big we got to tell you about next. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.